I was hearing from the womb, and I'll die in the mirror.
Welcome to our booth.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Missing Persons broadcast with Lorna Munson and Bobby Ormsby. Hope all you mothers out there had a wonderful Mother's Day yesterday, and those fathers that took on both roles, God bless. Hope you enjoyed your day. If you're new, just tuning in to us, be sure to check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Before you click on the join button, just note, we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout all we do here in the Defenders 7. Tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio. We enjoy it when you call in. Or, if you're too shy to call in, we also have a chat room right here on Blog Talk. So either way, come on in and say hello. Participate in the show. Give us your thought and feedback. That number to call, area code 914-205-5773. Each Monday night, we do this Missing Persons broadcast. I know we haven't done it for 2 weeks now, but we are back on track. We have a lot of cases to go over. But as usual, if you know something about a case and are too afraid to come forward to the authorities, reach out to Lorna Munson or myself, Bobby Ormsby, and we will be happy to pass along your information to the proper authorities. That being said, if you know something, say something. Be sure to share this broadcast and all missing flyers on everywhere, on all the different platforms. Let's help bring them home. Bring some closure to some of these families that have been searching for their loved ones. Now allow me to bring in my sidekick.
Yeah,
our major team.
Well, depends on where he's mowing. I don't think he is either.
Hello, Major Effing.
I don't know what it is with this fucking phone, but you can't hear shit.
I can hear you.
Oh, you talking to me? You unmuted me when I wasn't ready. That's cheating. I'm not ready. You usually don't unmute me for like 20 minutes after. Hello?
Not this time.
Huh?
Not this time.
Oh, Mike's mowing the lawn out in the front, so I can't. This phone sucks the volume for some reason.
You sound fine to me.
I can barely hear you. My volume is all the way up on everything. I hear an Arlo kitty. There's Arlo kitty. Okay. what's up?
The sky?
Yeah. And there goes the Arlo Kitty out the window. All right. I'm ready when you're ready, unless you want to keep on harassing me, making me cry.
How am I making you cry?
I don't know.
What, are you becoming a Democrat?
Your face hurts me.
Your face kills me. What, are you becoming a Democrat? You need a safe face?
There's no way in hell I'm going to do that. Boy, this city here, holy fuck. Wow. Maui's going in the back. Do you not believe that if this, say one of my grandkids, they're under 16, they come out to Minnesota, they want to get the surgery done, and they can do it, and then the parents do not get their kids back. It's ward, they're ward of the state. That frickin' passed. It also passed in Minnesota that they can get an abortion up to 8 months.
Well, they made it legal for Mike to get his transgender surgery, right?
He's more in line. He can't hear you. What was the other really screwed up thing? It was something else that was just... and one that just came across the phone yesterday was Minnesota had a worm warning.
Oh, gosh.
I know. Just because earthworms and night crawlers were crawling on I-94, they put out a worm warning.
I wonder if they were dumped by a
truck. That happens every time it rains.
They...
I dealt with that all my life
okay.
in the country.
People should have been out there picking
them
up for fishing.
What's that?
People should have been out there picking them up for fishing.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah. Yep. Yep. All right, I need something to drink. I should drink some water. I'm in a water.
Don't you be drinking on the job.
I'm drinking on the job. You drive me to drinking. Yeah. Yep, and this weekend should be up at the camper.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
You missed
you ready?
You missed your little boyfriend Saturday.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, he was here. Him and Addison.
Aw. I miss them kids.
Yeah, they miss you. They talk about you all the time.
Bill?
You and
Ralph.
You and Ralph.
Yeah. Maybe next summer we can meet halfway and go camping. Let's meet at John's. That's like halfway.
There you go. Oh, Stephanie just said as long as she don't have to see John.
We're inviting ourselves to John's place.
Oh, John don't care. He said he's got plenty of room, and he said in those that don't have the room, bring a tent.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, he would be about halfway, too, wouldn't he? Or pretty damn close.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because he's 5 hours from Weathers. From Illinois?
Yeah, I think that's what they said. I'm 9 hours from here, from Weathers, but I wouldn't go that way.
Right.
I do the Rockford thing and then cut over.
All righty. I got the first one, and it's a very old cold case from Saddlebrook, Delaware. 42-year-old Nefertiti trader was last seen on July 1st, 2014 at around 4 a.m. leaving her neighborhood, first block of Freedom Trail, after being forced into her own car. She's a light-skinned black female. Five foot six, 124 pounds, brown hair, medium length, brown eyes. About 4 a.m. leaving her neighborhood, first block of Freedom Trail in Saddlebrook, after being forced into her own car, a witness told police one person forced trader into the car. That person was believed to be a man, but no description was available. Trader's car is a silver 2000 Acura RL with Delaware license plate 404-893. Police do not know whether Trader was driving when her car left the Saddlebrook neighborhood. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Newcastle County Police Department, 302-573-2800.
Makayla Jones, missing from Gaston, Indiana, 16 years old, female, biracial, light brown hair, brown eyes, 5'3", 175 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the Gaston Police Department in Indiana at 765-358-4662.
Washington, D.C., 30-year-old Danielle Moss was last seen on April 9th on the 2300 block of Q Street in Southeast. Danielle has a red heart tattoo on her chest. She missed her son's fourth birthday party on April 30th. She's a light-skinned 30-year-old black female, 5'6", 150 pounds, black shoulder-length hair, brown eyes. Danielle left her family's gathering and hasn't been seen or heard from since. She does have both ears pierced. Anyone with information, contact the Metropolitan Police Department at 202-727-9099.
Brendan Tucker, missing from Bloomfield, Michigan, 17 years old, missing since April 24, 2023. He's male, white, brown hair, brown eyes, 6'2", 190 pounds. He may have traveled to Great Falls, Montana. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the West Bloomfield Township Police Department in Michigan at 1-248-975-9200.
Okay, this is another cold case. Chelsea went missing when her child was just 10 months old. She was last seen May 7th, 2016. Last seen at La Floridita, which I'm hearing is no longer there, in Sunset Park. Uh, Okay, she's a light-skinned black female, 5'2" to 5'3", 150 pounds. Hair is brown with blonde tips, great teeth, wide smile, left nostril. She usually wears a small stud in her nose. She has a tattoo on her left hip, which says, "I fly with my own wings." Her eyes are brown, with one of them being a lazy eye. It just means sometimes the left eye doesn't always track with the right. Last seen wearing a Yankees jacket with blue chest and gray sleeves. Under it was a black hoodie, sweat jacket, and black blouse. Gray sweatpants with a white accent stripe. She was also wearing Uggs. Color was chestnut. She also had a silver chain with a silver Italian horn, a silver ring with cross sideways, black frame prescription glasses, and a black coach over the shoulder purse. Anyone with information, dial 1-800-577-8477.
Charlotte Monahan, 15 years old, missing since May 5th, 2023, from Cleveland, Ohio. Female, white, blonde hair, gray eyes, 5'10", 175 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the Cleveland Police Department in Ohio at 216-621-1234.
Madeline Pitts, missing since April 24, 2023. She's a 27-year-old, light-skinned black female, brown eyes, black hair, shoulder length, 110 pounds, 5'6". She wears glasses. She has a nose piercing. She was last seen wearing a dark blue scrub pants, black hooded coat, and black Ugg boots. She was last seen in the Woodbridge area of Virginia. If you have any information, please contact the Prince William County Police Department in Virginia at 703-792-6500.
Brody C. Hazel, 23, missing since May 6, 2023, from Seward County, Nebraska. The Marion Police Department in Illinois has requested everyone's assisting in locating Brody Hazel. Of Marion, Illinois. His phone was last pinged in Seward County, Nebraska, on 5-8-2023. If you see him, his vehicle, or have information on Brody's disappearance or whereabouts, please contact the Marion City, Illinois Police Department immediately. Brody is believed to be in danger and is listed as endangered. The Marion Police Department is working with multiple agencies to do what it takes to bring Brody home safely. He's a white male, 5'10", 270 pounds, short brown hair, blue eyes. I can't tell what kind of car that is. Any information, call the Marion Police Department in Illinois at 618-993-2124.
Jack Woods, missing since January 6th.
Oh, hold on.
2023.
The vehicle is... Hold on a sec. The vehicle is a 2008 dark gray Mazda MZ3 four-door Illinois plate, DK54142. Okay, now go.
Jack Woods, missing since January 6, 2023, missing from Canyon County, California. He's a 17-year-old black male with black, short, curly hair, brown eyes, 5'7", 172 pounds. It says Jack may travel to Long Beach, California. Don't hesitate. Call 911 or the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, 1-661-255-1121.
Hold on. I'm sending my brother a text. You go again.
Oh, we'll be here all night. Washington Metropolitan Police Department, critical missing person, 13-year-old Jeremiah Fogle, who was last seen in the 800 block of 19th Street Northeast on Saturday, May 13th, 2023. Jeremiah Fogle is described as a black male, 6 foot, 190 pounds, with black short curly hair and brown eyes. He does wear prescription glasses. He was last seen wearing a dark colored jacket, dark brown pants, white shirt, and beige sneakers. Anyone with any information is asked to call the Youth and Family Services Division at 202-576-6768 or the Command Information Center at 202-727-9099.
Jacob Leindecker, missing from Columbus, Ohio. 15 years old, missing since May 10th, 2023. Male, white, brown hair, blue eyes, 5'10", 220 pounds. His picture looks like he's, a darker complected white boy. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the Franklin County Sheriff's Office in Ohio at 614-525-3333.
Lisa Reddy.
No, 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 I'll keep back here. I can't hear nothing. Oh, wait.
Lisa Reddy is a missing endangered teenager who went missing from Rapid City, South Dakota on May 10th, 2023. Lisa is 14 years old, 5'6", weighs 100 pounds. She has brown hair, shoulder length, which is dyed maroon and shaved on the sides, with the top long and brown eyes. She has both her ears pierced. Lisa was last seen wearing a white windbreaker, purple and pink sweater, tan pants, and white Nike Air Force One shoes. If you have any information regarding Lisa's disappearance, please call the Rapid City, South Dakota Police Department at 605-394-4131.
Here's a cold case. Missing from North Dakota, Barbara Louise Cotton. Endangered missing. Missing since April 11th, 1981, last seen in Wilson, Williams County, North Dakota. Her birth date is November 10th, 1965. She was 15 years old. 5'2", 100 pounds. They're making it hard. The races had checked distinguishing marks and features. White female. Oh, here we go. White female. Ralph almost fell over. Brown hair, hazel brown eyes, curvature of spine, which may cause a slight limp when she walks. Left ear is noticeably lower than the right ear. Pierced ears are dark brown. Mole on upper right side of her chest. Mole on right side of neck. She has excellent teeth. DNA is mitochondrial DNA entered into CODIS. She had jeans, blouse, and loafers on. Cotton was last seen leaving a local restaurant and walking down Main Street in Williston, North Dakota on the evening of April 11th, 1981. Barbara's case was treated as a runaway situation for the first few days, then changed to a missing persons report. Barbara's family does not believe she would run away. She had no personal belongings with her. She left behind her clothing, glasses, money from savings, last paycheck, her carton of cigarettes. Extensive searches for Barbara have yielded no results or evidence about her whereabouts. Any information, contact the Williston Police Department, Lieutenant Mark Hansen at 701-577-1212. North Dakota Bureau of Criminal Investigation at 1-800-472-2185 or 701-328-5500. Okay, I think he's done mowing.
Antoine Lee Carmichael was last seen at around 9:10 a.m. on May 4th in the area of St. Michael's Daycare at 6422 Centerville Road, Williamsburg, Virginia. Carmichael boarded a northbound WATA bus towards Richmond Road, and his family has not heard from him since. Carmichael was recently released from Eastern State Hospital. It is critical that Carmichael is located as soon as possible, as he may need medication. He was last seen wearing a bright orange cap, a beige jacket, navy blue pants, and black sneakers. He is a 46-year-old black male, medium complexion, 46 years old, 5'8", 135 pounds, black short hair, brown eyes. He has a light beard, mustache, and goatee. Anyone with any information is asked to contact the James City County Police at 757-566-0112.
Ralph is going to get mad at me because I come in here and then he comes in here and then he comes in here and I go out there. Now I'm back in here. But in here because of your lawnmower. Okay.
Yeah. I got the skylights open. It sounded like I was mowing the living room, didn't it?
Yeah. Maria Dolores Nelson, missing from Franklin, Indiana. She's 49 years old, missing since 10/15/2019. Nelson was last seen at a residence on Walnut Street in Franklin, Indiana on October 15, 2019. She has never been heard from again. Details are involved in her case. She's female, white, birth date is 2/28/1970. She'd be 53 now. She's 5'5", 130 pounds. Caucasian female, gray hair, brown eyes. Oh, really? Oh, and any information, call the Franklin Police Department at 317-736-3670.
Nikki Michelle Alcarez, missing from Mariarty, New Mexico, since May 6, 2023. She's 33 years old, 5'6", 160 pounds, black and brown shoulder-length hair, brown eyes. Nikki Michelle Alvarez went missing from Mariarty, New Mexico, May 6, 2023. Nikki has her nose, ears, and above her lip pierced. She has multiple tattoos on arms, ears, hands, and a giant chest tattoo of a heart with a lock and key that says Sophia. Each forearm says Mom, Dad, in like hearts. Behind her ear is the board piece to a Ouija board. Behind other ear has a pineapple. Back of calf has a triangle and spells abracadabra, like up and down. Nikki was known to be traveling with Steven Tyler Stratton and dog in a 2013 black Jeep Wrangler with Tennessee plates with a Mama Tried bumper sticker and camo seats. There's a possibility that the dog is not with them due to a tip that it was running around a truck stop parking area on Cinco de Mayo around 3 p.m., but has not been confirmed. They were heading to family in Southern California, but never made it. Nikki should have her ID with her. Her cell phone, however, she can only use it by Wi-Fi calling. Her last text was on May 8th, 2023. There's a history of domestic abuse between them, and there is concern for Nikki's safety and well-being. She is believed to be in danger. Nikki could be in New Mexico, Arizona, or California. Do you have any information regarding Nikki's disappearance? Please dial 911 or the Mariarty, New Mexico Police Department at 505-832-6060.
Christine Whitaker, missing from Indianapolis, Indiana. She's 14 years old. Missing since May 4, 2023. Female, white, brown hair, green eyes, 5'4", 140 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department in Indiana at 317-327-3811.
Darian Otta, age 15, white, male, brown hair, shoulder length, brown eyes, 5'7", 120 pounds. Darian was last seen on April 17, 2023 in South Point, Ohio. Now, he wears his hair, it's kind of messy, long, like down to his eyes, and it covers his ears. But then there's a length in the back. He has what looks to be a case of acne on his chin. If you have any information or seen Darian, please call Lawrence County Sheriff's Office at 1-742-3525.
DeAndre Elliott, missing from Lansing, Michigan. He's 13 years old, male, white, light brown hair, brown eyes, 5'3", 110 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the Lansing Police Department in Michigan at 517-483-4600.
Missing since, have you seen John Anthony Faulkner? Missing since November 11, 2022 from El Paso, Texas. John was released from a state mental hospital in El Paso, Texas, November 2022. John is originally from Carlsbad, New Mexico. John normally returns home after being released from jail or hospital facilities. He has not been seen nor heard from, which is very unusual. John suffers from mental health issues and is known to self-medicate. John's mother is very concerned that he may be in danger or deceased due to the amount of time that has passed since his last contact with family. John matters and is loved. Please be John's family's eyes. He's a white male, 41 years old, 6 foot, blue eyes, brown shoulder-length hair, full beard, mustache, and goatee. Do you have any information regarding this case? You are urged to call the El Paso Police Department at 915-212-8100.
Trinity Martin, missing from South Bend, Indiana. 13 years old, female, black hair, brown eyes, 5'4", 120 pounds. She may be in need of medical attention. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the South Bend Police Department in Indiana at 574-235-9201.
Ruby Howard Tierrablanca, missing from Great Falls, Montana. Last contact, May 10th, 2023. She's a Native American female, 16 years old, brown shoulder-length hair, brown eyes, 5'3", 125 pounds. If you have any information on whereabouts of Ruby, please contact the Great Falls Police Department at 406-727-7688.
Nicholas White, missing from Rapid City, South Dakota, since May 1st, 2022. He was 25 when he disappeared. He's 26 now, 5'3", 115 pounds, brown hair, hazel eyes. Nicholas has a tattoo of a triangle on his left shoulder and claws on his right side of his chest. If you have any information regarding Nicholas's disappearance or his whereabouts, call the Rapid City, South Dakota Police Department at 605-394-4131.
Richard Scott Ashley, missing from Missouri, went missing May 13, 1986. This is a cold case. Richard Scott Ashley went missing from Springfield, Missouri on May 13, 1986. A friend says he dropped him off at a restaurant on that date. There are few details available. Richard Scott Ashley is a white male, 28 years old, when he went missing. His hair is red, auburn, shoulder length, green eyes, 6'4", 180 to 190 pounds. He'd broken his left wrist from a childhood injury. If you have any information regarding the whereabouts of Richard Scott Ackley, please contact the Greene County Sheriff's Department at 417-868-4040.
Did I do Nicholas White? Rapid, yeah, I did that one. Okay. Elizabeth Williams, missing from Pine Ridge, South Dakota, since April 22nd, 2023. 17 years old, 5'6", 140 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. Any information regarding Elizabeth's disappearance or whereabouts? Call the Pine Ridge, South Dakota. Oglala Sioux Tribal Police at 605-867-5111.
Gabriella Fortney, missing from Golden, Colorado. Missing since May 8, 2023. She's a white female, age 13, 5'2", 120 pounds. Light brown shoulder-length hair, hazel eyes. Gabriella Fortney is a missing endangered runaway. She was last seen around 2:20 p.m. when she was dropped off at her home for school in the 16,000 block of West 8th Ave in Golden. She is 13 years old. I already said all that. If you have any information regarding Gabriella's disappearance or you know of the whereabouts, please call the Jefferson County, Colorado Sheriff's Office at 303-271-0211.
Lisa Reddy, missing from Rapid City, South Dakota, since May 10, 2023. 14 years old. 5'6", 100 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. Lisa was last seen wearing a white windbreaker, purple and pink sweater, tan pants, and white Nike Air Force One shoes. Any information? Oh, God, he's going to be talking loud. Please call Rapid City, South Dakota Police Department at 605-394-4131.
I got another real cold case.
I should call outside. I can hear better.
Missing December 16, 1996. From Willowsboro, New Jersey. Selena Jeanette Mays. She was 12 years old when she went missing. She's a light-skinned black female, shoulder length, long, curly hair. That's all I got on that. But anyone having information is asked to call the Willingboro Township Police Department at 609-877-3000.
Right there. Go again so I can go outside so I can hear. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
Go, do another one. I'm going to go outside. I got to get my stuff together and get Ralph situated.
Nikki Michelle Alcarez. 33-year-old white female with black shoulder length, black and brown shoulder length hair, brown eyes, 5'6", 160 pounds, last seen on May 6, 2023. Her last text was May 8th, 2023. She was last known to be in Mariarty, New Mexico, traveling with Stephen Tyler Stratton, reported to be driving a 2013 black Jeep Wrangler with a Mama Tired bumper sticker. Any information, call 505-832-6060. I just did that one, too.
I don't know. I'm having a hard time hearing anything. I got planes going across outside. I got Michael on the phone, drunk, getting drunk in there. Okay. Chicago, Illinois. Tatiana, Washington, 30 years old. Missing since April 16, 2023. Female, 5'7", 130 pounds. Brown eyes, black hair. Medium. Her complexion is medium brown. She's black. Last contact April 16th, 2023. She was last seen in the 5,000 block of Southeast End Ave. Missing frequents the Hyde Park Lake. Hyde Park area lakefront and also coffee shops, restaurants, et cetera, in that area. Missing may be suffering from a medical condition. Is that her name? They're putting her name as missing as Tatiana. I thought I was reading it all goofy. Tatiana. Last seen, or she frequents the Hyde Park area lakefront and also coffee shops, restaurants, etc. in that area. She may be suffering from a medical condition. Contact the Area 1 SVU detectives at 312-747-8380.
Uh-oh.
Remus.
Yeah. Huh?
Oh, I thought Ralph was on the move. I got to keep an eye on him because I can get a $3,000 fine for him not being on a leash.
Okay.
Yeah.
Remus Yazzie went missing from Farmington, New Mexico on January 5th, 2022. Remus was 29 years old at the time of his disappearance and is now 31 years old. He's 6 foot. 220 pounds. He has a black hair, brown eyes. He does have a mustache and a light beard. He has a tattoo on the left side of his neck that says skate and destroy and a Snoopy on top of his house on his right forearm. Remus is enrolled in the Navajo Nation. Remus had been released from the hospital due to him and another person being in an accident, and he had texted his mother possibly the same day or before the accident from a person's phone, possible a girlfriend. But loved ones do not know her name and have never met her. The text said that he was going to a funeral in Gallup, New Mexico on January 5th. The last time family had physically seen him was New Year's Eve and early New Year's morning in 2022. There's been no further contact from Remus since the last text on January 5th. It is out of character for Remus to not have contact with his loved ones. He does not have a phone or ID on him. He has not been active on social media. Remus is known to frequently be at Brookside Park in Farmington Park and enjoys skateboarding. If you have any information regarding Remus's disappearance, please call the Farmington, New Mexico Police Department at 505-599-1070.
I just come across a pretty cool one. 8-year-old escapes abduction attempt in northern Michigan. Brother hits suspect in head with slingshot. Editor's note, the story has been updated as Michigan State Police accidentally provided the wrong ages for the victim and her brother. Alpena Township, Michigan. A 17-year-old suspect from Alpena has been charged in connection with an attempted kidnapping of an 8-year-old girl. Michigan State Police say the suspect was arrested Wednesday shortly after trying to abduct the victim from her backyard. According to an MSP news release, the girl was hunting for mushrooms in her backyard when an unknown male appeared from the woods, grabbing the girl and covering her mouth. The victim was able to break away from the suspect. Her 13-year-old brother witnessed an attempted abduction and shot the suspect in the head and chest with a slingshot before the suspect fled the scene. Another family member saw the suspect fleeing from the scene, and a description was provided to police who began looking for him. The suspect was eventually found hiding at a nearby gas station. The suspect had visible wounds from a slingshot and was taken into custody by police. During an interview with detectives, police alleged the suspect admitted that he planned on severely beating the child. The suspect was lodged at the Alpena County Jail and was arraigned Thursday on one count of attempted kidnapping, child enticement, one count of attempted assault to do great bodily harm, less than murder, and one count of assault and battery. Despite being a juvenile, the suspect is being charged as an adult. His identity has not been released publicly, and bond has been set at $150,000 cash security. He is due back in court on May 17th for a probable cause conference. Way to go, Michigan.
Wow.
If it would have been Minnesota, he would have been let loose. Well, you should have let him do what he wanted.
Right.
Minnesota sucks.
Ralph Handel KB, 66-year-old, 66-year-old black male, last seen Tuesday, May 9th, 2023 at approximately 5:30 p.m. in the 8800 block of Piney Branch Road in Silver Spring, Maryland. 5 feet tall, 5'6", 147 pounds, brown eyes, black and gray hair, but he's kind of bald on the top, and he does have scruff like he had just shaved his mustache and beard. Anyone with information regarding the whereabouts of Ralph Handel KB is asked to call Montgomery County Police at 301-279-8000.
Harmony Gillen, missing from Youngstown, Ohio, 17 years old, missing since February 7th, 2023. Female, white, light brown hair, brown eyes, 5'5", 160 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the Youngstown Police Department in Ohio at 330-747-7911.
Patrick N. Chapman, missing since May 10th, 2020 from Greenville, Missouri. Patrick was last seen on May 1st, 2020. His vehicle, a burgundy 1995 Ford Escort, was also missing at the time. Reports said that Patrick was seen on May 10th, 2020. Is the reason for the discrepancy regarding the actual missing date. The original report was filed on May 1st, 2020. Patrick's vehicle was later recovered in Mill Spring, Missouri on May 29th, 2020. It is unknown what Patrick may have been wearing the last time he was seen. He's a white male with brown short hair, brown eyes, 5'6", 160 pounds. He has his last name Chapman tattoo on his right forearm. Sun between his shoulder blades and a cross on his shoulder. He does have a light mustache and light beard. If you have any information regarding his whereabouts, please contact the Wayne County Sheriff's Department at 573-224-3219.
Walter Tate, missing from Chicago, Illinois, 75 years old, male, 5'6", 175 pounds, blue eyes, gray hair, he's white, Caucasian, last seen on May 4th, 2023. His upper right arm's got an Irish tattoo symbol. In summary, the above senior citizen was last seen at a community first hospital, 5645 West Addison Street on 4 May 2023 at 1900 hours. The senior missing suffers from dementia. If anyone has information concerning the whereabouts of the above high-risk missing person, please contact Area 5 SVU detectives at the number provided. And that's 312-746-6554.
Irian San Nicolas, missing since February 16, 2023, out of El Cajon, California. She's a Hispanic female, 17 years old, 5'4", 136 pounds, black shoulder-length hair, and brown eyes. Either call 911 or 858-974-2222.
This is a fentanyl alert. For the first time, the Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation has identified some confiscated drugs as rainbow fentanyl, the deadly colorful pills designed to resemble candy that drug traffickers are using to drive addiction among young people. AG Yost, or Ag Yost, announced today. The 1,025 colorful pills identified as rainbow fentanyl represent drug traffickers' latest effort to mask fentanyl and drive addiction. Here's a look at BCI tested items found to contain fentanyl or parafluorofentanyl. I don't know what that means. In 2023, there was 2,306. 2022, I don't know if that's deaths or what. Items tested. Oh, these are items tested each year. So in 2023, there was 2,306 fentanyl. In 2022, there's 2,463, and that parafluorofentanyl, there is 625, and in 2022, 867. So watch out for colorful candies.
Right. I got another cold case. Cole Younger Middleton was 21 years of age when he went missing August 13th or 14th of 2015. His last known location was Stripes Convenience Store in Gatesville, Texas. He could possibly be endangered. He's a white male. They don't give any other description, but he
does have short black hair, a light mustache with a goatee, and in the two pictures, he's wearing a ball cap in one and a cowboy hat in the other. Anyone has any information, contact the Gatesville Police Department at 254-865-2226 and speak with Detective Kevin Marshall.
Wisconsin, where in Wisconsin? La Crosse, Wisconsin. Jennifer Peterson, 37 years old, missing since 9/27/22. Female, white, brown hair, blue eyes, 5'5", 155 pounds. She mentioned relocating and has a history of living in several counties in Wisconsin, as well as throughout the country. Her family and law enforcement are concerned for her safety. Any information, call 608-782-7575.
Tristan May Boyd was last seen on September 28, 2022 in San Diego, California. She's described as a white female, 21 years old, 5'4", 105 pounds, blonde shoulder length hair, green eyes. She was last seen wearing a white long sleeved hooded sweatshirt, blue jeans, and flip-flops. She does have pierced ears. If you see Tristan May Boyd or have information of her whereabouts, call the San Diego County Sheriff's Office at 858-974-2143.
John Jacob, nicknamed Jake Morgan, missing from
Engelheimer Schmidt.
I know, I thought that same thing. missing from Wapaka, Wisconsin, since March 6, 2020, 2022. Male, white, brown hair, blue eyes, 6'1", 160 pounds. God, dang, stinking airplane. Oh, God, that's driving me nuts. John was picked up from a residence in Washara County during the early morning hours on Friday, March 6, 2020. He traveled with two other individuals to a residence in King, Wisconsin, and was last known to be at this residence as of 8 a.m. that morning. He has not been seen or heard from since. John has tattoos on his lower left leg, his right and left ears, and his tongue is pierced. Any information, call Wapaka County Sheriff's Office, 715-258-4466.
Haley Hicks, missing since May 1st, 2023, from Hillsboro, Missouri. 17-year-old white female, brown hair, blue eyes, 5'10", 120 pounds. Her hair is brown, but it's short. And in her picture, she has both ears pierced and wearing a ball cap. Call 911 or 1-800-843-5678.
Alexander Pruck, missing from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, since July 17th, 2020. 33 years old, male, white, brown hair, brown eyes, 6 feet, 175 pounds. He was last seen in the area of 1900 West Finn Place, Milwaukee. He was last seen wearing a black hooded sweatshirt, red flannel shirt, and blue jeans. Any information, call the Milwaukee Police Department at 414-935-7405. Now I hope he is quiet because Ralph wants to go inside, and we know how the golden ticket boy is.
The Fargo Police Department is seeking the public's assistance in locating Mercedes Garza. 15-year-old female Mercedes was last seen in the 2900 block of Edgemont Street North in Fargo on Monday, May 15th at approximately 5:15 p.m. Mercedes is 5'5", 130 pounds, with brown eyes, brown shoulder-length hair, with blonde highlights. She was last seen wearing a blue sweatshirt, black shorts, and a blue hat. Anyone with information about Mercedes' whereabouts is encouraged to contact the Red River Regional Dispatch Center at 701-451-7660.
Aaron Johnson, missing from Birchwood. Oh, wow, Birchwood, Wisconsin. That's not far. Birchwood, Wisconsin, 34 years old, missing since October 11th, 2020. He's male, white, brown hair, blue eyes, 5'6", 220 pounds. He was dropped off at the intersection of Highway CC and Highway N in Sawyer County, Wisconsin, and area also known as Six Mile Corner. In December 2020, Aaron's vehicle was located near the intersection of Perch Lake Road and Fire Lane Road in Birchwood, Wisconsin. A witness saw a person who was believed to be Aaron walking near this location on October 12, 2020. Any information, call the Russell County Sheriff's Office at 715-532-8504.
Missing endangered person alert. We need your help to find 84-year-old Jerry Reichard. Jerry drives a silver 2006 Lexus GX470 with Colorado license plate number 361UVZ. The vehicle was last seen southbound on South Quebec Street from C47. At 9:38 this morning, Jerry was last seen wearing a green polo, blue jeans with brown loafers. He is bald, no facial hair, no tattoos, 5'6", and weighs 198 pounds. Jerry has dementia and a heart condition. He may be lost and does not have a cell phone. If you see him, call 911 or the Douglas County Sheriff's Office at 303-660-7505.
Katie Lynn Hatlovich, missing from Rock County, Wisconsin. She's missing since December 23rd, 2021. 43, female, white, gray hair, blue eyes, 5'5", 165 pounds. Any information, call 608-757-7911.
Carrollton, Texas Police Department. Alert. Please help the Carrollton Police Department locate an adult who has gone missing since 11 a.m. this morning. 56-year-old Barkat Ali Thorani was last seen at an apartment complex located in the 1300 block of MacArthur Drive in Carrollton. Thorani does not speak English. He speaks only Hindi. He is 5'3" to 5'5", roughly 180 pounds, bald on top with dark and gray hair on the sides. If you see him, please call 911. He does wear eyeglasses, too. Call 911 or the Carrollton, Texas Police Department at 972-466-3333.
Brenda Sika, her last known location ping was from her email in Kansas City, Missouri in August 2017. There's no description. No phone number. No nothing. That was pointless.
Uh-huh.
I hate that. God, they want you to find people, but they don't do anything to help you find them.
I know.
Oh, Mike says hi.
Hello.
He's in the other room. He's loud.
The Rogers Police Department is trying to locate a missing runaway juvenile, William O'Neill. William is a 16-year-old white male. He was last seen on Wednesday, May 10th, 2023. Again, like you just said, the only thing they give is if you know the location of William O'Neill, please contact the Rogers Police Department at 479-636-4141.
Sean Cole, 33 years old, brown hair, hazel eyes, 215 pounds, 6'1". Last spoken to was on 2/9/22. No last known location, his residence on Highway 9 in Gira area in Chesterfield County, South Carolina. And no phone number. So call South Carolina Police Department.
Cynthia Eagle Light, last seen Naples, Florida, missing since April 21st, 2023. She's a black female, 5'9", 200 pounds, black, braided hair, shoulder length, brown eyes. Any info, call the Naples Police Department at 239-213-4844.
Here's a Jackson County Medical Examiner's Office teams with Othram to identify 1989 John Doe. More than three decades have passed since the skeletal remains of an unidentified man were discovered near a Kansas City, Missouri railroad. In July 1989, partial skeletal remains were discovered behind a warehouse near railroad tracks at First and McGee Streets in Kansas City, Missouri. The remains were covered by a 3x4 sheet of tin. At the time of discovery, the victim was wearing multiple layers of clothing.
He's right there. Okay. And now we got a fucking airplane. Oh, my God. Oh. victim was wearing multiple layers of clothing, including a striped nylon shirt, a red nylon shirt, a Doobie's Brother t-shirt, socks, a tan jacket, boxer shorts, and remnants of denim jeans. The unknown male was believed to be between 29 and 49 years of age, with a height between 5'5 to 5'7. No other identifying characteristics of the man were discovered, and the man's ancestry is undetermined. In 2009, the case was entered into the National Missing and Identified Persons System. For over three decades, law enforcement have diligently pursued various leads upon the man's identity. Despite their tireless efforts, the identity of the unknown man, his identity remains a mystery. In 2023, the Jackson County Medical Examiner Office partnered with Atrium to determine if advanced forensic DNA testing could help identify the unknown man or a close relative. Anyone with information that could aid in this investigation is encouraged to contact the Kansas City Police Department at 816-581-0700 and reference case number 89092841 or the Jackson County Medical Examiner's Office at 816-881-6600 and reference case number 89-ME-221. The DNA Solves crowdfund has been created for the remaining caseload costs. Anyone could contribute here. Stop. He wants to go in the house.
My mom is missing. She was last known to be in Fairdale, Louisville, with some guy named Doug in a black Ford F-150. She missed my baby sister's baby shower, which is not like her, especially when she says she will be there. No one has seen or heard from her since early morning, May 3rd. If I got any friends on here from or around Louisville, please share and help find my mom. Louisville Metro has filed a missing persons report. Her name is Amy McIntosh. White female, brown hair, shoulder length, brown eyes, 5'5", 140 pounds. It is not any of the Dougs she is friends with on Facebook. Where's the phone number? Oh, there it is. Any information on her whereabouts, call 502-574-5673.
I think I've about had it with tonight. God damn it. Okay. Toledo, Ohio.
You had it with what?
Tonight. Oh, my God. Okay. I sat on the remote. No, I sat on my cigarettes. These
Jeez,
are Boston Gomer. What's that?
I said you're batting 1,000 a night.
I know. Toledo, Ohio. These are Boston Gomer, 15 years old. Huh?
Ohio?
Ohio. Missing since 6/6/2021. He's 15 years old now. He's male, black hair, brown eyes, 5'3", 120 pounds. He may still be in the local area or may travel to Detroit, Michigan. He may be in need of medical attention. Anyone with information, contact 1-800-843-5678, the Toledo Police Department in Ohio. At 419-245-3340.
At the request of the McKinley Park Police Department, the Illinois State Police is activating an endangered missing person advisory. McKinley Park Police Department is requesting your assistance in locating Stephen Bonomo, who is a 67-year-old white male, 5'9", 190 pounds. Stephen has brown hair and a scar on his left arm. He is driving a blue 2013 Toyota RAV4 SUV with Illinois license plate X461532. Mr. Bonomo has a condition which places him in danger. Any person with information regarding the whereabouts of Stephen Bonomo should contact the Tinley Park Police Department at 708-444-5300. And he does wear prescription eyeglasses.
I just got to say, I cannot believe how many freaking airplanes are going off tonight. Holy shit. But I guess yesterday was Mother's Day, so there's one right after another. Oh, my God.
Yep, everybody flying home.
Yeah. Well, stay home. Okay. Desmond Andries, missing from Minot, North Dakota. 16 years old, male, American Indian, black hair, brown eyes, 6 feet, 220 pounds. And this kid has got short hair, parted on the side, got glasses, or has glasses, I mean. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the Minot Police Department in North Dakota at 701-852-0111.
Madeline Molina Pantoja, 20 years old, last seen May 10th, 2023 at 11 p.m. at 1711 West Francis, Midland, Texas. She's a Hispanic female, 5'4", 130 pounds, long, dark brown and black hair, dark brown eyes. She has tattoos of two butterflies behind her right ear, a tattoo of a snake with a rose on her right arm. Please contact the MPD if you have any information. Call 432-685-7108.
I got Tiffany Rochelle Welty / Roberts. Missing from St. Clair, Missouri since May 4th, 2023. 31 years old, 5'5", 150 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. Tiffany was last seen on foot after she left the vehicle at Burger King drive-thru and went across the street to Fast Lane. She was wearing black shorts, a black short-sleeve shirt, jean shorts, and tennis shoes. She only took her purse and phone. Tiffany had been texting her boyfriend after she had went missing. However, there had been no communication with her since May 4th, 2023. However, there was a call from her Facebook account, and she is heard in the background screaming, asking for help, and her saying it was someone that was with her. Her social media goes on and off from time to time. Some of the messages that have been sent from her phone are coming from someone else saying her wrist is broken and have been threatening. There is concern for Tiffany's safety and well-being. Tiffany could be in the St. Clair, Missouri, or Eureka, Missouri area. Any information to find Tiffany, call 911 or the St. Clair, Missouri Police Department at 636-629-1313.
Missing adult alert. Jacinto Campos Tovar, 84, has dementia and was last seen on Elm Street in Yonkers, Westchester County, New York, at 7 a.m. on May 14th and is believed to be on foot. Jacinto was last seen wearing a black hat with America written on the front in yellow stitching, a navy long sleeve button-up shirt, green pants, and brown shoes. Come on. He's 5'8", 180 pounds, semi-bald on top with white short hair on his sides, brown eyes. He has a mustache and goatee, which is gray and brown. If you have any information, contact the Yonkers City Police Department at 914-377-7900.
Marlisha Love. He was dropped off at White Castle, got in a white suburban, and vanished January 6th. According to Evita Caldwell, a spokeswoman for the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department, 23-year-old Marlisha Love went missing on January 6, 2023. Caldwell said a friend that was with Marlisha that evening told police that Marlisha asked to be dropped off at the White Castle at Delmore and King's Highway. A friend claims Marlisha got into a passenger side of an older model white Chevy Suburban and left, Fox 2 now reported. Marlisha told her mother she was going to a friend's home the day she was last seen, Fox 2 now reported. Marlisha Love is described as a black woman standing 5'5 tall and weighing approximately 175 pounds with a brown complexion. She has full sleeve tattoos on her right arm and entire left leg, as well as tattoos of lips on her chest. Any information, call 314-366-9663.
Elizabeth Melanie Galan, 16, missing from Chicago Lawn neighborhood on the Chicago's southwest side. She's a Hispanic female, 5 foot, 120 pounds, dark brown shoulder-length hair. She was last seen wearing blue jeans, light brown, like almost white hoodie, beige Crocs with a black backpack. She frequents Sacramento and 63 or California and 67 around this area. Anyone with information, contact one of the Area 1 detectives at 312-747-8380 or 312-47-8385.
Mary Jo Petticord, missing from Donovan, Illinois, 16 years old, missing since 4-6-2023, female, white, brown hair, blue eyes, 5'5", 145 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or one of these tongue twister names. Aroquois County Sheriff's Office in Illinois at 815-432-6992.
Jay Sean Fountain, missing from Wilkinsburg, PA, February 24th, 2023. It's a 17-year-old black male, medium complected, black, very short hair, brown eyes, 5'8", 170 pounds. Anyone with any information, don't hesitate. Call 911 or the Allegheny County Police Department in Pennsylvania at 1-412-473-3000.
William Combs, missing from Dayton, Ohio, 17 years old, missing since 4/26/2023, male, white, light brown hair, brown eyes, 5'11", 154 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the Dayton Police Department in Ohio at 937-333-2677.
Pasco Sheriff deputies are currently searching for two missing / runaways, Ansley McGorick and Sadie Adams, were last seen around 7:45 p.m. on May 14th on Plaith Road in Newport Richey, Florida. Ansley McGorick is 5'4", white female, 110 pounds, with red hair and brown eyes. Sadie Adams is a white female, 17 years old, 5'3", 160 pounds, with pink hair and green eyes. If you have any information on McGorick or Adams' whereabouts, please call the Pasco Sheriff's Office, 727-847-8102, option number 7.
Richard Stevens, missing from Two Rivers, Wisconsin, 16 years old, missing since April 17, 2023. Male, American Indian, brown hair, blue eyes, 5'3", 190 pounds. He may travel out of state, and he may go by the last name Schubeler. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the Manitowoc County Sheriff's Office in Wisconsin at 920-683-4200. And he's another one that's got the short hair parted on. Well, one is parted on the side, and the other picture is all combed forward.
Shane Ing up. Oh, no, he was found. That's good.
You want me to go?
Yeah, because I'm going through. I'm coming up with a lot of found, located safes.
I only came across two.
Which is a good thing.
Chicago, Illinois. Alyssa Garrison, 15 years old. She's female, 5'1", 110 pounds, brown eyes, brown hair. Got light complexion. She's Hispanic. She's last seen wearing a black hoodie, black hat, black pants, and in the 5100 block of South Honore. As seen, call 911 or Area 1 SVU office at 312-747-8380. And she wears glasses.
25, white female, was reportedly last seen in Cheatham County on May 10, 2023, when she was dropped off on Chapmansboro Road in Ashland City. A backpack containing her personal property, including cell phone and glasses, were found on Highway 49 later that day. Again, she's a white female. She
there's no other description other than that she has shoulder length brown hair that I can tell. But anyone with information, call the Cheatham County Sheriff's Office at 615-792-2098, and that's in Tennessee.
Jessica Westfall, Mansfield, Ohio, 17 years old, missing since 4/27/23. White, brown hair, blue eyes, 5'7", 165 pounds. And any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the Richland County Sheriff's Office in Ohio at 419-524-2412.
Michael William Duke has been missing for 2 years today. He was last seen 5/15/2021 in Waukesha, Wisconsin. He's a white male, 35 years old when he went missing, brown short hair, blue eyes, 6 foot, 180 pounds. Anyone with any information, call the Waukesha County Sheriff's Department at 262-548-7122.
The Fargo PD is seeking the public's assistance in locating Liliana Jones, a 14-year-old female, who was last seen in South Fargo on Thursday, May 4th at approximately 11 a.m., and this is in North Dakota. Liliana is 5'4", 165 pounds, brown eyes, black hair. She was last seen wearing red plaid pajama pants and a gray T-shirt with red writing and a gray zip-up sweatshirt with a hood. Anyone with information of Liliana's whereabouts is encouraged to contact the Red Beaver Regional Dispatch Center at 705-451-7660. Anonymous tips can be submitted by texting keyword Fargo PD, all capital letters, and the tip to 847-411.
Lyric Crompton. Lyric Crompton went missing from Kansas City, Missouri on May 12, 2023 at 4 p.m. Lyric was last seen at the bus stop near 63rd and Blue Ridge Cutoff. Lyric needs daily medication and medical care. She's a black 16-year-old light-skinned female, 5 foot, 115 pounds. She has black shoulder-length hair, brown eyes. She does wear prescription glasses. Lyric was last seen wearing a T-shirt, white jeans, and a multicolored Pumas. Family is very concerned for her well-being. If you have any information, call 911 or call the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department's Missing Persons Section at 816-234-5043.
Well, this isn't about missing people, but it's something different. This lady, I don't know where she's out of. She created a one-of-a-kind, what is it called? She creates a first-of-its-kind organization in the country to help people with missing children and adults or whoever. I'm just going to share that. I'm not going to go through all of it because I got to click on different links. And that brings me to St. Paul, Minnesota. Angelica Sickles, 15 years old, missing since April 18th, 2023. He's a female, biracial, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'2", 224 pounds. She's black and white. She was last seen. Her hair was dyed blue-green at the ends. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the St. Paul Police Department in Minnesota at 651-291-1111. I bet 100 airplanes have gone over today. Oh, my freaking... They're driving me insane.
Harold Eugene Murray III. Missing from Warrenton, Missouri, May 3rd, 2023. Mr. Murray was reported missing after he was last seen on the 1100 block of Juniper Drive between 1 and 2 p.m. on 5-3-23. He was walking away from his residence after informing his wife that he would be gone for 2 weeks. His intended destination is unknown. He left all personal belongings behind. He was last seen wearing a white T-shirt, red Sox jacket, blue jeans, blue and gray tennis shoes. Police said he suffers from diabetes, COPD, and bipolar disorder. He's a white male, 5'9", 265 pounds, shoulder length, gray and blonde hair. He has a very long white, gray, blonde beard and blue eyes. Tattoos cover both of his arms. Description of tattoos have not yet been provided. Anyone with information? Great. God, I love this.
What?
I would say contact the Warrenton, Missouri, either police department or their sheriff's department. I don't know what they have out there.
This is a cold case. Recently added to NamUs and listed as a case with no information. That's far from true. I've learned much, much more. Nola Sue Ann Noe, 18, was last seen on July 9, 1971 in Peoria, Illinois. 4 days later, her sister Rose Noe filed a missing persons report stating that Nola was expecting a baby, didn't drive or work, and lived at 605 North Perry Street. While Rose, their mother Edna, and a 32-year-old male named Donald Petticord resided at 1003 North Glendale. Rose urged the police to question Donald about her sister's whereabouts, which they did. He explained that they hadn't seen Nola in quite some time and was also searching for her. Prior, on May 25, 1971, he was arraigned on rape charges. The kicker here, Rose married him the following year and the couple moved to Texas, where they remained. He passed away in 2002. What happened to Nola? She was born on June 16, 1952, brown hair and brown eyes, 5'6", and 135 pounds. Peoria Police Department number is 309-494-8337. Agency case number 71-16711. More information will be found in the comments, and I'm not going to go to the comments.
You done?
Yeah.
Wesley Moser, missing from Hillsboro, Missouri. Date of last contact, May 1st, 2023. He's a white male, 43 years old, brown hair short, brown eyes, 5'10", 200 pounds. He does have a light mustache, a goatee, and beard. Anyone with any information, contact the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, 636-797-5000.
That one don't have no descriptions or nothing, no phone numbers, so I'm just sharing it. I did this one before, Wyoming's oldest and coldest missing persons. I think I did this one. No, he's got to talk right outside the window. Jackson Hole, Wyoming. It was a fall day, September 17, 1934, when two young newlyweds stopped to rest after hiking 4 miles above Angel's Camp. Current day Togwadi Mountain Lodge, run by Al and Bertha on Togwadi Pass. The couple was on the sixth day of their elk hunting honeymoon. Don't be so sure it was his idea. The bride, Olga Mogherny Schultz, grew up in the area fishing and hunting and knew the area or the country well. In fact, she was a descendant of Jackson Hole Mountain legend Beaver Dick Lay. The groom, Carl Mogger, suggested they climb a small hill and scout for elk from there. Olga said she was tired and told Carl to go on ahead. Carl thought it was strange. Olga loved the woods and was always up for a strenuous hike or climb. As Carl climbed, he turned to check on Olga. There she sat on a rock within hearing distance of passing cars on Togwadi Pass Road, built in 1921. She wore tan breeches and high-laced boots. In her belt was a small hatchet, and she carried a bag of sandwiches. Carl returned to the spot within a half hour. He later estimated to authorities it couldn't have been more than 20 minutes. Olga was gone without a trace. Some reports say an empty bag of sandwiches was all that remained. Others claim nothing. Not even tracks were left behind. Carl searched frantically, shouting Olga's name into the wind. He never saw his wife again. Ranger Casey Sonny Allen remembered getting the call to meet Carl at the Stalnaker Hunt Camp at 1 p.m. A lost lady was reported by Mrs. Engel of Engel's Camp on Togwadi Pass. He wrote in a journal entry dated September 5, 1934. Allen may have misstated the date, but other details were exactly what area newspapers also reported. Headlines of the Sunday edition of the Helena Mountain on October 7, 1934 read, "Seeking missing woman, husband under suspicion." Carl related the story to Allen. He told it the same over and over again to whoever asked. They did not have a fight. There was no reason she would leave unintentionally, Carl assured. And Olga was not one to get lost accidentally. Olga was an expert in the forest, and everyone knew she couldn't get lost, Allen wrote. Allen rounded up a search party of more than 300 men, including dozens of CCCs working at Jackson's Lake, game wardens, private citizens, Teton County sheriffs, J.A. Francis of Jackson, and some 20 Washeka Indians were expert trackers. They checked everywhere and turned up nothing. In early season, snowstorm cut short search efforts. County Attorney Wilford W. Nielsen told the Montana paper there was little hope the woman would be found because of the snow. Nielsen had Carl Mueger for months for questioning. Nielsen asked him if he was the same Carl J. Mueger wanted in Denver on a charge of larceny as Bailey. He was not, apparently. Carl was finally released in technical custody of his brother-in-law, Fred Schultz. The presumed widower would search for a while longer himself and even return to the area the following year, but two of Olga's brothers to continue looking for his lost bride. On August 15, 1935, Jackson Hole Courier ran a follow-up article on the disappearance. Search for Miss Olga Schultz Mauger, 21-year-old bride who disappeared on Togwadi Pass 11 months ago, had been discontinued for the present time, it read. Officials said they had not given up hope of finding the missing woman's body that fall, but had to abandon the search because available men were too few, busy working, in the hayfields and fighting forest fires. The disappearance of Olga Mauger is certainly strange enough, but that's not the whole of the story. Carl was an oilman living in Midwest Wyoming, where he was dating a woman named Ella Tack for 5 or 6 years, as the story goes. Ella was eager to get married, but Carl put her off, saying he needed to be more financially stable. At a dance the two were attending, Carl saw the red-headed beauty Olga and was smitten. From that moment on, Carl and Olga had been in a whirlwind romance that culminated in an August wedding just weeks after they had met. Ella was understandably upset, but accounts differ regarding the relationship between Olga and Ella. Some say Ella threatened to commit suicide over Carl's marriage to Olga. In a letter she sent to the new bride herself, in his diary, Alan states Olga and Ella were essentially friends. Even after the wedding, it was Olga who wrote Ella of intentions to kill herself, out of guilt for stealing Carl. Olga's sister, Edith M. Thompson, told authorities she thought her sister simply got a case of cold feet after the wedding and regretted it. She wanted out.
Yeah.
Thompson speculated and probably hitched the first ride leaving Jackson Hole to put once out of Carl's sight. Olga had about $30 cash and was a trained stenographer. She could have picked up at work anywhere in the country and started a new life. Thompson said every day she walked to the mailbox and she expected a letter from Olga explaining everything, but nothing ever came. Finally, 7 years after Olga vanished on Togwadi Pass, Carl got an official divorce and remarried Ella. The two moved to Redding, California, where Carl died in 1978 at the age of 72. Ella lived to be 92, passing away on March 19, 1998. A murder, a suicide, bear attack. Where then was the body? For years, hunters in that area kept a sharp eye out for any sign of the missing woman. All to no avail. Olga Schultz Mauger had simply vanished. Wow. As an epitaph, the National Missing and Unidentified Persons System requested that Fremont County Sheriff's Office open a file on the disappearance of Olga Mauger, making it the official oldest missing person case in Wyoming's record. It is case number C1502025. Any information can be relayed to Detective Jason Cox at 307-332-5611. Holy crap, that's bizarre.
And that's the last one.
Okie dokie.
So all of you out there listening, we thank you for joining us tonight. And remember, share all missing persons flyers on all the platforms. And again, if you are too nervous to contact the authorities with information, please feel free to reach out to Lorna Munson or myself, Bobby Ormsby, and we will see to it that your information gets to the proper authorities. And this concludes our missing persons broadcast tonight. Again, Lorna, thank you.
Yep, and it was a trying night today, I do tell you. The fucking airplanes, my God.
Hey, Bobby.
Out.
Hi, Mike. So God bless
America. All right,
God bless our children, our veterans, military, first responders, the missing worldwide, and God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody.
Good night.